103 Jams, Kansas City's number one for music, money, and more. We've been talking about it, and it's finally going down tonight at the Juke House, 18th and Vine District. We got the Cosmo 17 pop-up party with Mario, who is in the studio. What's up, bro?
What's up, babe, bro? How you feeling, man?
Man, good to see you, man. How you feeling, though?
I feel amazing. We just got in town today. I'm excited to see the people later today. You know, the pop-up party, playing some new music from the album. And you know what's crazy? I'm giving them records that's not mixed, literally records I just recorded. So I haven't even picked the track list for the album yet. So this is like exclusive fan listening right here. I'm going to play a few songs and kick it with the fans.
Oh, that's nice. I was going to ask you what you've been up to, but now I know what you've been up to. Working on a new album, huh?
Yeah, working on music, man, other business ventures. I started my own label, New Citizen.
Okay.
So, you know, just really getting everything moving. I'll be the first artist, obviously, on my label, but definitely looking for new talent, producers, writers, you know, just enjoying life, man.
Tell me about why you wanted to start your own label.
You know, I was with RCA for about, well, I was with J Records, which merged into RCA for about 12 years.
Yeah.
And a lot of things had changed over at the label, and I just felt like it was a new chapter for me in my life, and I needed a different type of environment in terms of like my home. And, you know, I learned so much in the music business. And right now with all the way streaming is and the way music is accepted and bought and streamed, it's just a great space for someone who just has their own creative lane they want to take. And as you will hear later on this project, Cosmo 17 is definitely not your typical R&B album.
Yeah, tell me about your mind state now as compared to when you first came in the game, because you came in the game extra young and now it's like a grown man phase. Tell me about the difference between that Mario and today's Mario.
You know, just more conscious of, you know, the music that I'm creating, a lot more creative control. Definitely my life and the decisions that I make, I'm making decisions that are going to be last longing. You know, it's not really just about right now. It's about what's going to be 5 years from now. What do I want to be? You know, just those types of decisions. I think when I was young, it was just like in the moment, having fun. You know, I wasn't really controlling my business. I didn't really know much about the business, you know. So as you get older, you just, I hope that people, you would choose to learn and choose to take your experiences into account and use them as references.
Cosmo 17, tell me about this album, man, the theme and all that stuff.
Yeah, so the 17 number is just like one of my favorite numbers. It's a number that reoccurs in my life every day, all the time. I don't know if you guys out there ever have those types of situations where y'all see certain things in your life reoccur. So it was kind of like that. But then when I looked it up, I saw that 17 represented insight. It represented stability. It represented, you know, spiritual insight. You know, it represented something that had a strong foundation. So I was like, yo, this really matches my personality. And then the cosmos part just really represent us being one, you know, and oneness. And the album is, it's a little bit of everything, you know. It's fun, as you can see with the new single Let Me Help You. That one's about love and really unity between you and another person, and, you know, just telling that record is a conversation with women about trusting and opening up to a man of their choice, of course. But the album itself is about love, it's about pain, it's about pleasure. I even got a song called Pain, the New Pleasure on there that's completely different from anything I've ever done. And that record was written just, you know, from my core feelings of what I was feeling in that day and about the world, about what was going on, about family, about everything. So this album's definitely, I think, one of my more personal albums and the album that I've been expressing myself more on.
Tell me about some of the other people that you worked with on this album, producer-wise or even artist-wise.
A lot of new producers. Some producers that I'm working with, I'm signing myself.
Okay.
Some producers that have been artists and kind of like just are... Some producers that are on their way to being artists, I mean.
Okay.
And I like working with producers like that because they understand the artist's mind a little more than like just a regular producer who just make beats.
Yeah, yeah.
I actually work with people who really take the music serious. So it's like a different feeling. It adds a different vibe to the record. As far as features, I don't have any yet. I'm working on that, but I wanted to pick the songs for the album first.
Cool.
Before I go and get the features,
And it's good because we hear more of you. I think that's good too, because we don't really get to hear a lot, especially new artists coming out now. It seems like they have more features.
I think it's always, I think it's always good to have one or two features, especially for radio. Radio love features. They love that. But like, I feel like the body of the I feel like making an album is like, you know, having a baby. You know what I mean? When the first thing that happens is, you know, there's the spark of energy, then there's the fetus, and then there's the heartbeat. You know, the album is the heartbeat. Uh-huh. That's the, and then everything else comes after that.
That's dope, man. So we got the Cosmo 17 pop-up party is going down tonight. Doors are already open.
Come through, pull up.
pull up early, like right now, like.
Already, follow me on the gram, Mario Worldwide. I'm gonna be snapping over there too. Mario Worldwide is my Snapchat. I'm gonna be over there snapping, kicking it. I don't know, is the food free?
I don't know. It might be for you. I can't speak for the other people. I can't speak for others.
I might buy Lucky Fan some lunch or dinner too. So it's gonna be fun, man. Come through, pull up on your boy.
Good. And of course, the event is free as well. So get on down there, make it happen. And real quick, when is the album coming out? Actually,
it's gonna be out later this year. Well, later in the summertime. I'm finishing it up now. We got Let Me Help You Out now. The new single. Check the videos out right now. We're gonna put the album out later this summer. I don't have an exact date for it yet.
Where can they get the single right now?
iTunes, man. iTunes, Amazon. Mostly iTunes though. Go to iTunes, it's easier. If you got a cell phone, go to iTunes.
That is the easy way for right sure. Now. Mario, I appreciate the time, man. You have fun
already,
tonight.
Ladies,
look forward to see what's
I wanna
good.
I want to see you.
You hear
pull
that, ladies?
Up on your boy. You heard me,
ladies. You heard
you
that.
You should let me love you, baby. We gonna do that tonight.
That's right. My man. Good stuff, man. Thank you for coming
Peace.
Through.